My dad eventually left the army in 1947, married in 1948, and then after mum and dad married in the 50s and 60s, they started to have little holidays, and some of those holidays were in the New Forest. Now, Dad found Alum Green House, and by this time it had been restored, and the end that had been damaged was completely rebuilt, and the house had been broken up into a number of separate private accommodation units. Dad thought, well, there ought to be some sort of memorial of a kind to the guys that were killed. Now, his initial inquiry was to actually have some sort of commemorative plaque in the local church. This would be in the early 70s. But the costs turned out to be prohibitive. So the next thought was perhaps a memorial bench. So over a series of months, if not years, permission was got for the bench to be placed. Logistics were put in place to sort of bring everybody together on a set day and time for a formal dedication of the bench, which was in May 1980. There were probably something like 40, 50 people there, including some retired senior officers, colonels, lieutenant colonels of the army, and a number of the guys that were part of Number 8 Army Field Workshop at the time, my dad included. In 2011, which was the 70th anniversary of the raid, myself, Gilly Beater, used the daughter of Staff Sergeant Avon, and Wolf Briggs. We met up at Alum Green on the 70th anniversary and took a couple of pictures, and, you know, we placed a wreath on the bench.